Sam's Big Break. Sam wanted to be different. He wanted to be bigger and stronger. In fact, he wanted to be like Rory. Rory was the leader of the gang. He ran the football games. He knew which old houses were empty and how to climb over walls into exciting, tangled gardens. And he knew how to talk to grown-ups so that they stopped being cross and laughed. But Sam was only six. He could not climb over walls. Footballs just whizzed past him. And grown-ups terrified him.
Hey, come on, everybody. No cars around to bother us now. Let's play football.
Sam heard Rory calling the gang together.
Come on, Sam. Come on out and join us.
But Sam shook his head, dumb with fear of footballs and the other boys. He hated it when the other kids took up Rory's call for Sam to join them. They turned it into a horrible chant.
Come on, Sam, silly, silly Sam. Come on, Sam, silly, silly Sam.
One day, when Sam was sitting by himself, wishing he was different, wishing he was Rory, he heard the others whispering and planning. They were going to climb into number 40. Sam was amazed. Number 40 was the house where the builders were. The builders were huge, dusty men with roaring voices. And they had forbidden the boys to come anywhere near their cement mixers and sand heaps and barrows. Today, however, the builders were away. The gang were planning to climb into number 40 and play in the ruins. Sam hid behind a car and watched them. They stalked up the street, climbed the steps, and then disappeared through the door of number 40. Sam could not believe they were so daring. He crept up to number 40 and could hear the gang giggling and whispering as they explored the front room. Then there was a long silence. Sam heard a small, sharp scream. He sat rigid on the sand heap. Then he saw the gang all tumble down the steps of number 40. Josh, Mike, Jerry, Peter, Paddy, Bippin. They all ran off down the street, their faces shocked and frightened. Where was Rory? Why had they left Rory behind? Why was there a scream? Sam knew he had to find out, but he was terrified. Trembling, he crept up the front steps and into number 40. It was a terrible mess of dust and broken walls with wires hanging from the ceiling. Sam heard a groan. A strange, deep sound. He did not dare move. Then the groan came again. Only this time it was far clearer.
Help! Mommy! Daddy! Help!
It was Rory, and he was in trouble. Sam tried to shout back, but he was so scared that only a squeak came from his mouth. He heard the moan coming from under the floor. Then Sam saw that along the passage was a jagged hole in the floor.
Rory, are you down in that hole?
Sam, get me out of here.
Why, Rory was crying. Big, strong Rory.
Rory, what happened?
Listen, Sam.
Rory groaned.
I done hurt myself. Quick, Sam. Help me.
Sam was in a panic. What could he do?
Sam, hurry. Where are Jerry and the others?
They ran away. But I'm here, and I'll help you.
Sam, you be careful now. The floor just broke and I fell into this big black hole.
Rory was crying again.
I hurt my leg, Sam.
Sam crawled on his belly along the floor. He peered down the hole. It was very dark and he could hardly see Rory.
"Rory, you're too black to see," said Sam. "What can I do?"
No time for jokes, Sam. I don't want you falling in this hole. No, you go call my dad. Go on, quick.
"Are you sure, Rory? I can jump down this hole and talk to you."
"Sam, please, just call my dad."
"Okay, you just keep still. I'm going for your dad. Now don't you worry, Rory. Your dad and me, we'll rescue you." Sam ran to Rory's house. He felt so slow and it seemed miles. He banged on the door and rang on the bell. And there was Rory's dad, huge and terrifying, like all grown-ups.
"Quick, Mr. Johnson, quick. Rory's in trouble. He's stuck down a hole."
Of course, like all grown-ups, Rory's dad didn't understand. He asked stupid questions like where and how and why. And then Sam didn't understand because Rory's dad was from Jamaica and talked funny.
"What you saying, little boy?"
"Quick, quick, at number 40, you know, where the builders are. Got to rescue Rory."
But when Mr. Johnson did understand, he certainly moved. He grabbed a blanket and raced to number 40. He asked Sam to hold the blanket over the jagged edges of the hole. Then Mr. Johnson climbed down the hole and after a few moments, pushed Rory up through the gap. The blanket protected Rory from the splinters and Sam wrapped it round Rory's shoulders while Mr. Johnson climbed out of the hole. Poor Rory. His ankle was broken, and his dad had to take him to the hospital. Mrs. Johnson gave Sam a huge piece of cake and said how brave and sensible he was. After that, Sam was Rory's best friend in the gang, which was almost as good as being Rory himself. And Jerry, Mike, and all the others were so ashamed that they never ever chanted, "Sam, silly, silly Sam," ever again.